Resident Evil 4.
Sorry, folks. I don't know why I had to start the episode like that. I'm just feeling, I don't know, goofy. Silly goofy. Haha, I'm a silly goose. Anyway, I'm here today, folks, with an episode of Bonus Points. I'm your host, Hyrulean, and today we're going to talk about Resident Evil 4. Specifically, we're going to talk about the Resident Evil 4 remake, which comes out on March 20th, which is hopefully before or after this episode airs, if I'm not procrastinating still. And I recently played the demo, the chainsaw demo for Resident Evil 4 remake, and it got me fucking hyped. Over the course of the last 3 to 4 years or so, I've been working my way through a number of Resident Evil games to the point where I think I can finally call myself a fan. First, I finished Resident Evil 2 Remake, then I finished Resident Evil 8, then I finished Resident Evil 4 VR, then I partially finished Resident Evil 4 Flat Screen, then I finished Resident Evil 7 last October. So at this point, I've completed enough of the games that I kind of feel like I can somewhat call myself a fan. I have, thanks to a number of YouTube videos, a pretty good understanding of the lore, and as such, I was hyped for the next game to release in the Resident Evil series, which was a remake of Resident Evil 4, perhaps the most famous Resident Evil game ever. So I thought I'd hop on today and talk about the Resident Evil 4 remake demo. You know, just kind of ramble on a little bit, share some of my thoughts and opinions, and kind of just exude my love for the series, because I have grown such an attachment and such an enjoyment with the Resident Evil series, and I am so hyped now to play this game. Like, it was partially on my radar before, because obviously this year is the Tears of the Kingdom year, so I'm pretty tied up as far as games go, and I need to finish up what I've got going right now before Tears of the Kingdom comes out, and then a good chunk of the rest of the year is probably just going to be Tears of the Kingdom. But, you know, I had to try the demo. I love the Resident Evil games, and when I played Resident Evil 4, it clicked and I finally got it. Granted, my first time fully completing the game was the excellent VR version by Armature Studios, which I did a full review of, actually, but it was part of the Great Corrupting of 2021, where I lost 3 episodes of the Switched podcast. And I tried to cover it again, and I think I've mentioned it before in a previous episode of the show that actually went up, but I just couldn't get back into the groove of kind of a satisfying amount of talking about the game, if that makes any sense. Like, the first take was so much better than any of the subsequent takes, I just never went back to review it. But the TLDR is, I loved Resident Evil 4 VR. I felt that Armature Studios did an excellent job converting the game to VR. And from my little bit of playtime in the original before I tried the VR version, it felt sufficiently updated and it felt like a real VR game. And that being said, even though it was totally converted, at its core, it is still the Resident Evil 4 experience. And afterwards, I played probably about 75% of the game on my PC in flat screen when the Fan HD remaster came out for the game. So at this point, I think I kind of understand the original enough to say that I've finished it. So I'm going to be kind of basing some of my thoughts off of that. The remake starts off at the very beginning of the game, in the demo, I should say, and you actually get to play the first 30 minutes or so of the remake, and that's a good amount for a demo. Honestly, if you're on the fence about Resident Evil 4 Remake, or you've never even tried a Resident Evil game before, I feel like the first 30 minutes of Resident Evil 4 Remake is a great vertical slice to kind of get you into the series, because you kind of get everything. You get the spookiest parts, and you get the, like, actioniest parts, especially for Resident Evil 4, because Resident Evil 4, the original, was far more an action game with a spooky, horror-ish atmosphere than a true horror game. And what I can say right now is Resident Evil 4 Remake is far and away more of a horror game. At the start of the original, you enter into this two-story house, and immediately you're ambushed by a guy with an axe, and then a bunch of flame bottles are thrown at the house, and you have to escape by jumping out of a window or by fighting your way out the first floor front door. And they change that all up. It's suspenseful, and it's creepy, but it's not scary. In Resident Evil 4 Remake, you arrive at this run-down house that is two stories still, but essentially what happens is you enter and you get, like, jump-scared by a spooky man in, like, a kitchen in the basement. Or maybe it's not in the basement, actually. I think it's just in the ground floor. And you get jump-scared by the spooky man, you have to kill him, and then you hear somebody screaming from the basement. So you have to go down to the basement, and you're walking at this point because the game hasn't really taught you how to run or made running an important thing yet. And you're just kind of taking the ambiance in, and it's wonderful. And you find, like, a curtain, and you have to pull it back. And in this next room, you find a police officer absolutely mutilated, and it's so creepy. I honestly found a lot of parallels between how they set up the swamp house in Resident Evil 7 to this part of the game, because you enter this abandoned house and you're wandering around and you know there's a fucking guy in here if you've played the original, and it just kind of jump scares you, and then it's creepy ambiance because you don't know if there's more than one guy in here, and you end up in the basement, right? And you find this mutilated police officer and you're like, shit, well, I gotta get out of here. And you start to head back towards the upstairs and the basement door, and that's when you start to hear footsteps above you and screaming. Not screaming like another person getting murdered, but like screaming like one of the villagers. And you hear footsteps slowly getting towards the door, and the 3D positional audio is excellent here. And essentially, you hear the basement door open, and then you hear the stairs going. And at this point, you can either rush and you can actually watch them open the door and then you have to shoot them, or you could be just coming out of this curtained area back towards the stairs you came down, and then they start walking down the stairs and you see the enemy slowly walking down the stairs. And I'm not sure if this was supposed to be the same guy or not, but I kind of interpreted it as it was. But basically, this guy that you thought you killed is actually not dead, and he looks like really messed up and weird and like a monster, and you have to shoot him and escape the building. And at this point, there's guys flooding the building, probably a group of five or so, and you have to get to the second floor and jump out the window out the back and start walking towards the village. And they even take this point to introduce sort of the plot where you're trying to save the president's daughter, and Leon calls back to HQ, and we see Hunnigan for the first time in the game, which is the woman in the chair, so to speak, giving him information and helping him on his journey while he's trying to figure shit out in this village. And, you know, they changed up Hunnigan's design, and I'm really for it, and she's really badass looking in this game, so that's awesome to see. And essentially, then after that, you're broken out of this window, you're walking towards the village, and there's more ambiance kicking in. You're walking through these woods, and it's like starting to get a little bit lighter out, and basically you can hear villagers screaming in the distance, and there's just creepy shit going on all around you. And they have the classic, you enter a shack and there's a villager that catches you off guard and attacks you. But they did make the boards slightly further apart on the shack itself, so if you're paying attention, you can see the guy clearly hiding in the doorway. But they also have the dog, which is really sad, honestly, because in the original game there was this dog trapped in like a bear trap, right? And you can release the dog, like pull the bear trap back while the dog is still alive, and it actually comes back later on in the game and helps you finish a boss. And it was a nice little, like, I don't know how I would say, like a nice little moment that was a release from the tension of the game. And it's a good, like, moment of relaxation before the upcoming village scene. But essentially, the dog is dead when you see it in this game for the first time. There is no way to save the dog. So that makes me worried for this boss fight later on. I hope they do something where you can have help in some way, because that boss was so fucking hard and that dog made it so much easier. But either way, really, like, interesting choice. They decided to kill this dog that was, like, a fan favorite companion in the original game. So they're instantly setting the tone for fans of the original game by saying, like, listen, you're not getting helped out at all. You're fucked. This is not the original game. This is the remake. And I loved that. And then we show up in the village. And the village, compared to the house, is essentially the same layout as the original game, just completely redone in HD with new models and everything, obviously. Did I mention this game looks fucking great? Anyway, I'm going to get to that. So the village itself is the same layout as the original game, and you see them burning a police officer on a stake, and then you basically have to fight and survive in the village for a certain amount of time until an event happens and a cutscene triggers. And in the original game, I died quite a bit on this part, even in VR, and this is significantly harder as well, especially if you're new to Resident Evil 4 and you're still learning the mechanics. This is essentially a moment for the game to teach you the combat and the mechanics of the game by throwing you in, and you die a lot. And what I mean by that is this shows the action-y sort of focus of Resident Evil 4, because you're running, you're vaulting through windows, you're knocking down ladders, you're shooting people and then meleeing them to kill them. You're seeing a lot of the basic enemies that you'll be running into throughout the game, and you're kind of just learning the mechanics. There's different stuff to find in drawers that teach you how to craft. You get your first second gun, I guess. You get your first new weapon, which is the shotgun. And I loved how they redid that whole scene where he, like, enters the house and has to lock the door. And they swarm all sides of the house, and he has to find the shotgun and use it to escape. Such a cool scene in the original game, and even cooler here, honestly. And while I'm not a fan of Leon's new character model necessarily, I gotta admit, this moment really exemplified kind of the original game's personality, in the sense that at times, Leon almost feels like a boomer shooter protagonist because of how cocky he is. Like, he finds the shotgun and he is literally like, well, I guess it's my lucky day. And then he just starts fucking blasting people, and it's awesome. It's such a badass moment. And then after a while of fighting through the town and kind of seeing some of the mechanics and learning how to, like, fight in the game, a bell tolls, and all of the villagers that are left after you do all this carnage to them start to head towards this church in a cutscene, and they lock themselves in the church, and you are on your own in the town. And this is the moment where the remake did something that reaffirmed that this was going to be a great and faithful remake to me. When they all go into the church and lock the doors, Leon goes, "Where'd everyone go? Bingo?" And it was that, like, snarky, like, cocky, like, weird mascot-ass humor that I was praying they would preserve in this remake. And so far they have. Something I really admired about Resident Evil 4 compared to 7 and 8, although I love Ethan Winters, I had to admit that Leon was a more enjoyable character to play as because he has so much more personality. Like, Ethan Winters is just, you know, a stressed father that's trying to get his child back or trying to get his wife back in both games. And, you know, that's all fun and good, but most of the time the comedic elements came from the other characters that you're not playing as. And Ethan would kind of chime in and say a couple jokes every now and again, but it was more reliant on the other characters. In Resident Evil 4, Leon is constantly, well, not constantly, appropriately, I should say, cracking jokes and kind of releasing the tension. And I love that because I feel like that's exactly how I would be in that situation. I'm very much the kind of person that you don't want to invite to the haunted house with you, because when I'm scared, I start trying to make fun of things at the haunted house in order to delete my scaredness, I guess I would say, even though that doesn't quite sound right grammatically. And that's just what I do. And people get fucking annoyed, especially the people trying to run the haunted house, because I'll just make fun of them or I'll laugh at them when they try and scare me. Like, they'll jump scare me and I'll just start laughing and I'll say, "Nice costume, bro." And I feel like Leon does the same kind of shit in Resident Evil 4. And when they announced that it was going to take a more horror-oriented route, I was really worried that they were going to lose that spark of personality, that, you know, humorous bits thrown in to release the tension every now and again. And it seems like, in fact, they will not be doing that. So I'm glad they're keeping that, because I really, really was worried about it. So that was kind of something that I was really trying to look out for in this. And when he said, like, I guess it's my lucky day, that was the first hint. And then he said the bingo line, and I was like, fuck, yes, this is the Resident Evil 4 remake that we needed. You know, this, that alone made the first 30 minutes feel like definitive remake. You know what I'm saying? I don't have any clue what the rest of the game will be like. I don't know if it's going to be longer than the original, because the original was pretty short. I don't know if it's going to be great. I don't know if they're going to change the puzzles or the layout of every single area, or if it's going to be relatively similar. But the first 30 minutes, I can say right now, definitively, are exactly what I wanted out of a Resident Evil 4 remake, without pulling it too far away from the original source material and making it too serious, which I loved. I don't know if they're going to have the bits where Leon flirts with Hunnigan, or the bits where where one of the characters kind of like talks sexual about another character. They'll probably remove a lot of that stuff, which is understandable. They cut a lot of that from the Oculus VR version of Resident Evil 4 for obvious reasons, because it's 2023 and a lot of that stuff is not really kosher to say anymore, which, you know, is perfectly understandable and perfectly reasonable. So I imagine a lot of Leon's like flirtatiousness is going to be gone. But as long as they don't remove his humor, I'm here for it. And it's a big debate. And what I will say is, you might get cheesed out by this game. You might be in the mood for something more horror-focused, and you don't want those cheesy humor moments sprinkled in ever so caringly. Is that a word? Fuck, I cannot speak right today. I love it, but if you want a more serious Resident Evil game, definitely play Resident Evil 2 Remake, because he does not crack jokes in that one, really. And Resident Evil 7 and 8, the characters themselves are funny, but the main character is not. And I think the horror aspect is far more well-kept so far in 7 and 8. I won't say that Resident Evil 4 Remake is as scary as Resident Evil 2 Remake in 7 and 8, but I will say that it is ramped up from the original, so good stuff there. Hopefully it strikes that perfect balance for me, because I think 4 was a little underwhelming in terms of the horror aspects for me, whereas 2 Remake was a little overwhelming in the horror aspects for me, so I'm wondering if this is going to end up being basically perfect for me, but we'll find out. What else do I want to say? As far as the game plays mechanically, they've changed some controls around, but otherwise, it plays just like every single other recent Resident Evil game. So you've got your crafting and, you know, inspecting and all that shit. And it is very much an RE Engine game. So if RE Engine games don't run well on your computer, then you might have a bad time with this. It ran flawlessly on my system, which is a RTX 3060 Ti and then an AMD Ryzen 5 3600 processor, 16 gigs of RAM, you know, pretty standard mid-range system. And I imagine it will for you too. I never really did change the graphics settings, but if I had to guess, it was probably high settings, no ray tracing. That's what it seemed like to me. And I know at the very least ray tracing was not running, and it didn't appear to be using FSR or DLSS or whatever the fuck they call it, you know? I think it was a pretty bog standard settings set up overall, so should be pretty typical. If you've got a mid-range, fairly recent PC, you should have no trouble running the game whatsoever. It's not super demanding, but it still looks great, which is kind of what I wanted, really. I took some screenshots while I was playing, and it really is a good-looking game, especially the scenes that they set up where you're just looking at a set piece, or like the mood is set really strongly. I can't wait to see some of the later stuff. I'm sure it's all going to look wonderful. So, other than that, I don't really know if there's much else I have to say about this demo. It was really, really solid, and it was basically exactly what I wanted. But at the end of the day, of course, folks, this is a demo. So naturally, it's free. Definitely go on Steam and check it out, especially if you're even remotely interested in playing it, because it is a great demo. And in my opinion, it's probably a pretty good vertical slice, because you get the horror, you get the combat, you get the story, you get the goofs, you get kind of everything, honestly. So, but that being said, either way, folks, I think I've rambled about this demo for long enough. I'm sure I'll be back once I've played and finished the game, which I'm highly anticipating now because the demo was so good. And yeah, I think it goes without saying, but I'm pretty pumped for this one. So either way, folks, I said that twice. Thank you for listening to this episode of Bonus Points, and have a fantastic week. Catch you in the next one, folks. Bye-bye.